USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. A South American Airlines flight flies through some perilous skies.
An airliner was heavily damaged in what was a terrifying flight for 43 passengers as they went straight through a powerful storm over Paraguay Wednesday night. By the time LATAM Flight 1325, an Airbus 320, made an emergency landing in the capital of Asunción, the plane was missing its nose cone, the windshield was dotted with pockmarks, and only one engine was working when inspected. Aviation officials in Paraguay are questioning why the plane flew through such violent weather after the pilot was notified of the inclement conditions before takeoff. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Bryan.
The death toll in South Korea is quickly rising from a Halloween crowd surge. At least 59 are dead and 150 injured as a crowd pushed forward on a narrow Seoul street during Halloween festivities. Here's the sound of police blocking off the area and giving orders to the crowds of people looking on as dead bodies covered in blue blankets lie everywhere in the littered street. Saturday morning, an update in a 5-year-old cold case involving the murder of two teenage girls in Delphi, Indiana. A suspect is now in custody. Appearing in court Friday morning, faces charges relating to the deaths of 13-year-old Abby Williams and 14-year-old Libby German. Police over the last 5 years reportedly chasing leads in the case, but up until this point, no charges. Former FBI agent Brad Garrett tells us some new piece of evidence must have come to light.
How did this come to light? Almost 5 years after this crime was committed. Something broke in recent days, at least to the point that it gave them enough probable cause evidence to arrest this new person.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so... yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's help on the horizon for USA veterans in financial straits.
The Veterans Affairs Department has announced 3 grants to help veterans who are homeless or are at risk of losing their homes. The grants are for the federal budget year that starts October 1st, 2023. The Supportive Services for Veteran Families programs will be awarded to eligible organizations in all 50 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Guam, and the Virgin Islands. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Here's your World Series update. Phillies manager Rob Thompson discusses their extra innings win in Game 1 versus the Astros. He said it was the Phillies' defense and Castellanos' key catch in the ninth inning.
Yeah, it was. I thought we played really well defensively. Bummer made a couple of really good plays, and Castellanos made a play, and... yeah, it was all around. I thought we really played well, and again, played with poise and confidence and very relaxed.
The Phillies defeated the Astros 6-5 in Game 1. They tee it up at 8:03 Eastern in Houston. Maybe tonight there won't be an issue with the anthem like last night. Eric Burden gave it his best shot, but came up short.
What a proud he we hailed at the twilight's last streaming.
I don't recall streaming as any part of the song. For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.